Deputy Lord Mayor of the City of Newcastle, Declan Clawson. Good morning, Declan.
Morning, Richard. Morning, Kim.
Morning, Declan. You've got a fantastic announcement this morning. Tell us about it.
That's right. We're joining quite a number of councils, actually, in Australia in launching our own seed library, and it will be a spot where people can go and borrow seeds from Walls End Library to grow at their own home on the condition that at the end of their harvest, they return some of the successful seeds back to the library so that we can keep it growing and provide new seeds for other community members of the community to borrow in future years. The idea being that we'll get some terrific, very strong varieties coming through, those that are well adapted to the local conditions and really inspire, hopefully, a next generation of gardeners as well.
Boy, haven't libraries changed over the years, and they've been under threat of late, but this is a new addition. Not only borrowing books, you can borrow seeds. Now, when you say borrow them, okay, you borrow them, and when you're successful and your plants grow and they produce their own seeds, you kind of return what you borrowed.
That's right. So from Walls End Library, people will be able to borrow up to 5 packets of seeds, and we've selected a variety of local vegetables that are organic and non-hybrid varieties. It's quite hardy and things that people should be able to grow in their own backyards. And the condition is that you borrow, take them home. Hopefully you have great success in growing quite a significant crop. And at the end of that crop, that you take some of those seeds and return them back to the library. Of course, we know that's not going to work for everyone, but we're hoping that it is a plan that is successful. And we've certainly seen other local councils that have adopted this seed library idea. It's really taken off, and members of the community have made sure that they're borrowing and returning so that we're able to grow the seed stock that we've got.
It's a great idea.
It's fantastic. So strictly vegetables, or you got herbs in there as well, Declan?
We're starting off, my understanding is we're starting off with vegetables. I think there's 5 different varieties of vegetables, but of course, as we see the demand come through and the different varieties that people might like to deposit, we might see a greater variety, but initially it's 5 varieties.
And okay, you're launching it today. Will they be available as of today?
My understanding is yes, from today, from the Walls End Library, people who are able to borrow, that will be our seed library.
All right. Been a lot of talk about the budget. Josh Frydenberg, our federal treasurer, announcing all the detail tonight. And, of course, it has been leaked over the weekend that there's plenty of money and, for the first time, federal money allocated for the final stage of the Newcastle bypass. And you've had your 20 cents worth to say on that over the weekend, Declan.
This project has been a long time in the making, indeed. I recall actually listening to Kim launch the last launch of the Newcastle Inner City Bypass some 10 years or more ago. It's a great infrastructure project. It's certainly something that will help cut congestion and improve travel times for people heading north-south from Charlestown up past the university, avoiding the need to travel down quite congested Crowder Street and Newcastle Road. But there are a couple of issues with the road design that still need to be addressed, one of which is there needs to be a full interchange at McCaffrey Drive, located at the southern end of the bypass. At the moment, there isn't a full interchange, and traffic is incentivised, actually, unfortunately, to go through the internal road network of the John Hunter Hospital if you're travelling from Elmore Vale to get onto this new road, which is really a perverse outcome. We don't need more cars unnecessarily travelling into the John Hunter campus in order to make use of this new road. So the new money is welcome, but it doesn't now mean that the state has been relieved of quite a significant cost, which it was originally going to invest in this road. I'm just calling that it reconsider its design. It now has extra money available. We should make sure that it is a product that is fit for the future of Newcastle, that does address those concerns, because unfortunately it's really hard and very expensive to retrofit later on. It needs to be done right now.
So how do you get that money out of them?
That's a good question. Well, fortunately, since 2014, the state government has had commitments in the order of $300 million in order to construct this road. Of course, the federal government has now stepped in and said, no, we'll pick up the tab as part of the federal budget and as part of the infrastructure stimulus works that we need, which means that money is now free in the state economy. And so we'd be certainly calling on the Roads and Maritime Service, which will be delivering this project, to look at that interchange.
Right.
Understand that the additional cost of interchange is in the order of $20 million. So
it's a
significant sum, but still quite small in the context of that larger $450 million road project.
Yes, sir.
And this is the first time the federal government's actually allocated money for this, isn't it?
It is. So to date, this has just been a New South Wales government project. And of course, now the announcement within the budget is that the federal government is now picking up the tab.
Yeah, well, great news.
Yeah.
All right. And congratulations on this seed bank. I think that's a terrific initiative. And also a terrific initiative. And I'll give you a pat on the back. The Big Picture Festival over the weekend, City of Newcastle in association with the Hunter Central Coast Development Corporation, actually rode around, had a look at quite a few of them over the weekend. Very popular. And it certainly adds to the scenery around Newcastle. So well done, City of Newcastle, Declan.
That's exceptionally kind. One quick thing just to add is that of the Big Picture Festival, 11 of the 14 artists actually know the Castrians. So I'd encourage people to come and have a look, but know that they're local artists as well.
Yeah, terrific. All right, thanks for your time.
You.
Have a great day.